Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So I was in Brooklyn, New York recently, and I was visiting some of the wholesalers that work with the Life Extension Foundation, and I have the privilege of traveling throughout the country and doing lectures and training sessions, you know, talking about the latest science and, you know, up-and-coming products. It's really a lot of fun. And this time of the year, Brooklyn, you know, it's New York. Everybody's starting to get out. The weather's getting, well, they say it's getting warmer. For me, coming from South Florida, it was cold, but for them, it was warmer. Things are starting to bloom. And anyway, so I was in one of the stores, and I was talking to the store owner, really, really nice guy. And we just happened to be in the aisle where he has all of his oil-based products. So like, you know, the omega-3s, the flaxseed, the coconut oil, all that. And I noticed one of the products on the shelf. It's a popular product, and it contains the three major omega fats, omega-9, omega-6, and omega-3. And I asked him, I said, how popular is that product? And he said it's one of his best sellers, which I find interesting, because personally, and I'm going to explain why, I don't think you need all that. And I asked him, I said, so, but why do you sell that? I mean, what do you talk about with customers when it comes to this product? I mean, what is it that you say? And he said something interesting. He said that he positions this product as kind of like the most comprehensive, you know, omega product out there, because you're getting all three, 9, 6, and omega-3, you know, all in one. And so, and at that point, I let it go, but I thought this would be a nice topic for us to discuss here on Healthy Talk about what exactly do you need when it comes to the polyunsaturated fats. We know that, you know, these types of fats are incredibly important, the omega fats. They are involved in a very complex, metabolic processes that manage everything from inflammation, immune response, cell repair, cell regeneration. I mean, it's incredibly important. But the question becomes, what do you really need when it comes to supplementation? Do you really need that, what he called comprehensive product, the 9, the 6, and the 3? And it's my opinion that you don't. Let me explain why. The first of all, the omega-9 fat is sometimes known as the parent omega fat, and this is it's considered the parent because it converts into inside your body naturally into the omega-6s and the omega-3s. Omega-9 in and of itself, it does have some very important, you know, roles in the body, but you don't really need to eat it or supplement with it because your body can make it. As a matter of fact, it's not essential. You remember that word essential means that my body can't make it, so it's essential that I get it from my diet. Well, omega-9 is not essential. Your body actually can produce omega-9 from saturated fats, and it does that pretty well. And then from there, the omega-9 by itself, although it has some, you know, important roles in the body, it doesn't last very long because it quickly is converted into the, in my opinion, more important omega-6s and omega-3s. And so when it comes to supplementing with it, here's the problem. So based on what I just said, you might think, okay, well, wait, that sounds pretty important. Maybe I do need to supplement with it. Well, what we've learned is that when it comes to supplementing with omega-9s, just because you're increasing the amount in your body doesn't necessarily mean that you make those conversions better. As a matter of fact, what we have found when you supplement with a lot of omega-9s, some of it will turn into the 6s and 3s, which is good, but a lot of it doesn't. And it ends up actually turning, in some cases, into saturated fat. So it may not be a great trade-off for you, and it's just probably not necessary. Now, let's move on to the omega-6s. That was the next omega in this product. The label actually says 9, 6, 3. So the omega-6s, what are these? Well, the omega-6s are very important in the inflammatory process. As a matter of fact, the omega-6 fatty acids, which are essential, you don't get them, you don't make them in your body, you get them from your diet. The main one is linoleic acid, And it converts into all these types of immune proteins called cytokines and leukotrienes. And these are important compounds that allow immune cells to coordinate an inflammatory and immune response. It obviously very important. But they are linked to that inflammatory cascade. So if you're taking in a lot of omega-6s, which, by the way, are found in a lot of the animal products that we eat, a lot of the animal meat that we eat, especially if you're eating, for instance, beef that's grain-fed, which is what most beef is today, unfortunately, that's a lot of omega-6s. And you really are driving that pro-inflammatory cascade, which is important to a point, right? To a point. And if you, so I just, based on the way we eat in this country, the standard American diet, we're getting plenty of omega-6s. We really don't need to be supplementing with it. We don't need to be adding it in through a supplement. I think we're overdoing it. Which then brings us to the omega-3, which is also an essential fatty acid. The primary omega-3 is called alpha-linoleic acid. From this medium-sized alpha-linoleic acid, you will produce the important longer-chain omega-3s, EPA and DHA. This is the one you need to supplement with because this is the one, the omega-3s, that we're not getting a lot from our diet. Mainly found in some in vegetables, but ultimately in cold water fish, for instance. And we don't, you know, the standard American diet is heavier on the land animals, not the ocean animals. So I personally, again, there's nothing wrong with that, what he called a very comprehensive omega product, 9-6-3. I just don't think it's necessary. I think what we need to focus on is omega-3s. And there is one little side to this that I think I do want to share with you. There should be a balance, you know, between the essential fatty acids, the sixes and the threes. You know, anytime that you are required to go out into nature through food or supplementation and bring in something, what we call essential nutrients, you always got to be conscious of, you know, how you're doing that and the amounts that you're bringing in, because you want to keep the body in balance. And we know that if you eat the standard American diet, which is about 80% meat, 20% plant-based, which that should be completely reversed, by the way, you're bringing in tons of omega-6s, very little omega-3s. The average American eats about a ratio of 6 to 3 of about 20 to 1. That's too much. A 6 to 3 ratio of 20 to 1 is very pro-inflammatory. And we already know, I mean, if you listen to my show, chronic inflammation, it's the common denominator of all age-related disorders. So if you're eating the standard American diet, you're bringing in way too many sixes. You probably have a high 6-to-3 ratio, and you're just promoting inflammation, and which is important to an extent. But we're just bringing in too many of these precursors to that inflammatory cascade, which is really why I think in this country specifically we need to really just focus on the omega-3s. I don't think you need the 9s. I don't think you need the 6s. What we really need to bring in more through diet, definitely, and also through supplementation, are the omega-3s. Probably for most people, at least a gram a day of omega-3s through supplementation, maybe two. I mean, you know, depending on how much vegetables you eat and fish you eat, maybe even up to 4 grams a day, you know. So that's going to improve that ratio. It's going to bring that ratio of 6-to-3 down, which we want. An ideal ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 is at least 4-to-1 or less. I mean, probably in a perfect balance, it should be 1-to-1. When I saw that product, I know it's a popular product, but I just don't think it's all that necessary to get the 9s and the 6s. So my take-home message is to supplement with omega fats, the polyunsaturated, very important, but focus on the omega-3s, EPA and DHA, at least a gram a day. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.